Welcome back to In Focus on News Radio KMAN. Brandon Peoples here, joined by Raleigh County Police Department Director, outgoing Director Brad Schoen, and Captain Aaron Friedline here as we continue our conversation about different topics here in Raleigh County Police Department. I was at the law board meeting here, I guess it was last week. It seems like it was a lot longer than that because of the holiday here. But
I'm just focusing on the one I got left.
That's
so,
right.
So, yeah.
Well, you guys had a third quarter report detailing crime stats, traffic accidents, and seizure and forfeiture report here. So on the crime stats particular, anything that stood out here in the third quarter, Brad?
Well, there are a couple of things that of note, one of which we've already talked about. Reported rapes were up a little bit. You want to be cautious about that because, as Aaron mentioned earlier, I think that the generally understood rule with rape reports is that rapes are underreported. So it's kind of a good news, bad news scenario in terms of the number. While the offense itself is a horrific event, and I don't mean to minimize it, the good news side of it is that more people are feeling comfortable reporting it. The bad news side of it is then you realize more of it's happening than was previously the case. So that one always draws some comment. The other one that drew a little interest from the board, and I've talked with both the city commission and the law boards about this, although, frankly, Captain Hagerty was talking about the numbers, but the long and the short of it was that we're seeing a rise in aggravated assaults, in particular in the city of Manhattan, and I can tell you anecdotally that those are happening to a good degree in and around the Aggieville area. There are just any one of a number of incidents that have occurred in the recent past that longer ago, and I'll get to the reason that I think this is happening here in a little bit, when you look back in the more distant past, probably would not have resulted in aggravated assault report. So I ask myself, what's changed? I mean, we don't have people being any more outlandish in terms of their behavior in Aggieville, but what's changed is there's a lot more people carrying guns now because of the changes the state made to the gun law. And I've talked about that on any number of occasions out here with as far back as a couple of 3 years ago with Kathy Dawes even. So I'm not going to reiterate my position there except to say that I think the state did some things that are resulting in this rise in aggravated assaults because of it's just becoming more and more common for people to carry firearms. And, they don't go to Aggieville tending to get drunk and pull out their firearm and crank rounds into the air or into the brick wall or into the ground, all of which have happened recently, by the way. But they do, or threaten people with it by aiming it at them but not actually shooting it, which is an aggravated assault. But they do. And, of course, then you see the rise in the numbers. But speaking of the numbers holistically, that's the bad news side of things. Speaking of the numbers holistically, the good news is that crime is down in Raleigh County. I don't have the exact number off my head, but it's right around 10%, I think, maybe just a hair over 10%. And like most things in life, there's good news and bad news with that number. And the good news is that it's down overall. The bad news is that it's actually up on the person crimes side of things and down on the property crimes side of things. That's not unusual. Typically, the property crimes drive overall whether there's an increase or decrease to Part 1 UCR crimes. In this particular case, the property crimes have decreased significantly enough that despite the increase in person crimes, the overall rate is down. So it's kind of a mixed bag, but that's almost always the case when you look at UCR reports. And I might mention that report was, that would have been the November meeting. That probably would have been the third quarter report we were talking about. So there remains yet one quarter of the year to report on. And just so the public knows, I get that this is the middle of December. And yes, in fact, all of the crime that's going to get reported to us for 2018 will have occurred by 12/31 2018 at midnight. But it takes a while to get all that data entered, get all the numbers crunched, get all the reports put out. And it can take long enough that given the scheduling of the law board meetings in the third week of every month, third Monday, sometimes we don't have those numbers put together the month following the law board meeting, which is why the 2018 final numbers won't be reported to the board until probably at least February of 2019. So if you've ever wondered why there's a little delay in it, that's the reason. We got to have time to crunch the numbers, and then the board meeting happens so quickly we have to wait for the next month.
Gotcha. We have a caller waiting on the line here, I believe, so let's head to them. Good morning. You're on In Focus.
Yes, thank you for making yourself available for these conversations. The only experience most of us have with the police department is on the television or in the movies. But
when that's all real, you know.
Not as dramatic as some of the things that you've just been discussing. But when you had a couple of cars on separate incidents ripped out from under you by the college kids, and your officers, well-dressed officers, come down into the storm drainage swale to remove me from the vehicle on different occasions. You know, even in light-controlled intersections, proven by my dash cam of what happened, and not able to find my glasses and not knowing blood was running down my arm and all those things, and your department there with the dispatchers being able to get the police report back for my use and the insurance companies and the appraisers and all, it was helpful, you know, when even just showing up at the when you're trying to recover from the event, and for you being personally sharing about your effects of the bicycle wreck, I didn't understand out here on the street the people doing the self-medication. You really widened my horizons about what effects these kinds of things can have on you personally. Thank you for being open and sharing those things.
Well, you're welcome, but the question that begs answering is, how are you doing after the wreck? You all recovered? Oh, he didn't wait around. Well, I'm going to assume he is because he sounded healthy.
Yeah.
Well, you know, he talked about a lot of things the caller did, but I think it's interesting he touched on his own personal experience in an accident, and he talked about a whole lot of stuff that most people don't think about going on in the background. You know, the dispatchers getting the reports done, getting the reports to them, the officers who respond to the scene. And this goes to what Aaron was talking about a little earlier, because a lot of the stuff he was talking about actually occurs out of that support division. So when you need a copy of an accident report for your insurance agent so you can get them, you know, the accident report, so they have some idea what happened and who's going to end up paying, all that sort of stuff. All that sort of service stuff happens on the back end in the support division. And so it's not just the internal workings of the police department that support division supports, hence its name. It's the public itself. And so you call in and talk to a dispatcher. You show up and talk to a clerk. You phone in and want an accident report. Your insurance agent calls in and wants a copy of a criminal report because your house was burglarized and grandma's ring is gone. I mean, all these sorts of things are what they deal with.
Yeah,
and they do a pretty good job at it.
Yeah, I agree. You guys have so many different elements that you have to take care of there. Let's take a break. We'll come back with more In Focus here, News Radio K-Man, in just a moment.